This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live and Happy New Year. Wow, can you believe that? Where did 2016 go? Holy cow. So anyway, welcome to Senior Care Live and thanks for being here today. And as you probably already know, but if you don't, the mission of Senior Care Live is to provide you with the information, education, and resources that can truly help you when caring for an elderly loved one. On this program, we provide you with the facts and only the facts in a very educational way. There are simply no other program like it, and I am very proud of that fact. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks for being here today. I really appreciate you spending part of your New Year's Eve tuning into this program. And as always, if you have a question about Senior Care Live, the program, or how we can help you or your family members, call anytime. Here's the toll-free number. Write it down. 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget to visit online. It's Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And if you do visit online, be sure to connect with us socially. We do a lot of communications through social media, and you don't want to miss out on that. All right, so on today's program, and again, I really can't believe it's New Year's Eve already. In 2016, wow, stop taking all of our greats and so many of our icons. Holy cow. I'm not going to go into that. I'm going to try to be positive on this program today, but just stop it, 2016. Stop it. So anyway, we're going to talk about today when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. The reason I'm going to touch on that briefly today is because there are literally thousands of people right now in our community discussing that. They're talking about it literally today, and they'll be talking about it for the next couple of weeks and then moving on that. So I'm also going to review the Medicaid estate recovery and how that works. I've touched on Medicaid the last couple of weeks, and I've had a lot of questions about that. And then I'm going to do a year in review, a look back of 2016, and then a look forward to 2017. But first, let me ask you, so what are your plans to celebrate New Year's Eve this evening? Right. Do you go out or do you stay in? Do you gather with family and friends, or do you just enjoy a nice quiet evening By yourself, both, all of those are fun, I think. I've done all of the above and more. And I'll tell you what, I'll remember a time when my wife and I traveled to Atlanta to celebrate Y2K. Who remembers that one? Right? It wasn't that, it seems like yesterday. I guess that was, what, 16, 17 years ago? 16 years ago. So Y2K, the world was going to come to an end because all of the software systems, they did not account for the year 2000 and above. Wow, I remember that. They're like, but Steve, your plane's going to drop out of the air. And I'm like, I don't think so. And if there's a problem, we're not flying during that moment. We're flying a couple days later. And if there's a problem, I'll drive home. So, but anyway, I'll tell you what, that was one celebration to remember. We were on the top floor of the Hyatt in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, and all of the walls on that top floor, they were glass, like 25 feet tall walls of glass. You could see for miles and miles. It was just incredible. And at midnight, we enjoyed a front row seat to a spectacular fireworks display. We were so high in the air, it seemed like they were just right in front of our face. It was awesome. We had the best time ever. And now, you know, we're married. We have kids. We have a new tradition. I make a lot of finger foods and appetizers for dinner. My kids look forward to this every single year. We stay in, play board games. Now that they're a little bit older, we make it to midnight and we toast the new year. We have my wife and I, we have champagne, of course. They have the sparkling grape juice, non-alcoholic, of course. And I'm just really, really looking forward to this tonight. So thanks for allowing me to share my story with you here today. All right, so let's talk about, when do you consider moving from home to a senior care community? I mean, this is the top question I've been asked all the way back when I started senior care consulting in 2002. When do you move? And again, literally thousands and thousands of people are discussing this very question right now. So there is not a black and white answer to this. It's different for everyone, but I always say there are some things that should trigger that conversation and at least consider it. So Number one, and this is it. I mean, this is the top reason, when it's no longer safe to live at home. And there are lots of different examples of that. It's no longer safe to live at home when your loved one is experiencing frequent falls or frequent hospitalizations. I just spoke with one of my clients, and he was very smart. He did his homework proactively. We went out and toured the top three communities meeting his dad's very specific needs. And I just got a call this last week, and he said, hey, I think it's time. I'm so glad we did the homework in advance. So he's going out, and he's going to put his name on the list, and it's a very short list. He's about third on the list. And I said, well, your timing is good, because if you wait till about the middle of January, you would have been 23rd on the list. So he's so glad that he was proactive and did his homework, because his dad's now experiencing frequent falls and some other issues. So that it's a safety issue. Wandering away from your home and not being able to make your way back home. That's when you hear all of these silver alerts. We're hearing more and more because of elderly people with cognitive impairment and they can't find their way back home. Major, major safety issue. Leaving the stovetop burners on or leaving the oven on. I mean, that's probably the most frequent one that I hear. It's a pretty easy one to cure, but you flip the breaker or you turn off the gas and you render the stove top and the oven inoperable. But at the same time, what if you don't know there's a problem until the problem exists? And I mean, are you going to catch that in time? Major safety issue. Not eating or drinking properly, major safety issue and a health concern. Not taking your medications on time. That's a huge one. Maybe not so obvious, not as obvious as the stovetop and some of these others, but it is a safety concern. Number two, when the health and well-being of the caregiver begins to decline. So now you have two people declining. Folks, you just can't have that. You can't have that for very long. Stress is a very powerful force, and I'm just going to put a cap on this one by saying I have seen many, many spouses who are the caregiver decline and actually pass away before the person they were caring for, because you have this situation, we call it the heroic caregiver, where you put all of your own needs and concerns aside and you literally pour yourself into providing the care for this other person that you love so much. And you, look, you just cannot have it. That should trigger the conversation. Number three, when home care is no longer affordable, right? This just could be a financially driven decision. So I'm a huge fan. If you've listened to this program for any length of time at all, you know I'm a huge, huge fan of home care, and it's a fantastic service. If you get the right provider, it's a fantastic service, right? But when the need escalates to 24 hours per day, the cost can be prohibitive. You're looking in our area, you're looking at $12,000 to $15,000 per month. And that's just not affordable for a lot of people. So this just could be a financially driven decision. And then last but not least, if you just cannot provide enough care, what if you just can't keep up? And that happens a lot. I always like to ask the question, why not consider transitioning from being the caregiver, the care provider, the hands-on caregiver? Why not transition from that role to the role of a care manager or the care advocate? Meaning, let's go out, let's find the best place possible and let them provide the hands-on care and deal with the stressful shower time situation or the messy, you know, the mealtime mess, all of those sort of things, getting dressed and the argument about the keys in the car and all that stuff. Let them provide the care, and then you can transition to the role of the care manager, the care advocate, and make sure your loved one gets everything they need. Speak for them. Train the staff. Let them know that dad's an early riser. Mom is a night owl. And I've told the story before, but you know, one of my clients said, my mom won't eat anything, no fowl, no chicken, turkey, eggs, nothing. Right? She won't complain. She just won't eat. So he had to speak up on her behalf. Otherwise, they never would have known that. Then, once you settle in and the staff knows what to expect and what to care for and what to look out for and preferences and needs and all those sort of things, then you can then slowly but surely transition back to your traditional role as the loving son, the loving daughter, the loving lifelong spouse, the loving grandchild. You can transition back to your, it's never going to be the same, okay? But you can transition more toward your traditional role in your spot in their life and make sure they're getting everything they need. So hopefully this was helpful to you. And if you have questions about that, again, you can call anytime, 913-945-2800. I'm at Senior Care Consulting. That's my firm, 913-945-2800. All right, we're going to end the year with another Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare will pay for long-term care in a nursing home. Is that statement true or false? Medicare will pay for long-term care in a nursing home. Is it true or false? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by, so we will not miss your call, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you're not around a radio, but you do have an internet connection, you can stream this program live to any electronic device. Simply go to SeniorCareLive.com. Click on the Listen Live button. It'll stream to your phone, tablet, computer, laptop, whatever you have. It is really that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. We took it easy on you today. You've got a 50-50 chance at this one. Medicare will pay for long-term care in a nursing home. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. It is false. Medicare will pay, and this is confusing, Medicare will pay for short-term skilled nursing and rehabilitation therapy services after a hospitalization where you were admitted as an inpatient and stayed a minimum of 3 nights. Did you hear that? Did you hear how crazy that is? I'm going to repeat it. Medicare will pay for a short-term skilled nursing and rehab stay after you've been hospitalized, not inpatient, okay, not for observation, where you are admitted and stayed a minimum of 3 nights. But there's a limit. There's a max of 100 days. Most people never see anything close to that. Most rehab stays are shorter than that. Usually, a little bit less than a month is kind of an average. Then after this, you need to receive long-term care in a nursing home. If you need that, you're going to have to pay for it in some other way. So hopefully, my wife loves these segments. So, honey, I don't know what you guessed, but that answer was false. All right, let's move on to the second segment here with a Medicaid update. So for the past 2 weeks, I've discussed Medicaid, and it's just prompted lots and lots of listener questions. I've received emails and calls. This email is from Sally, and she asked, "You mentioned something called estate recovery. What is that?" Well, that's a really, really good question, Sally. I just touched on it last week, and so let me explain estate recovery. Now, as always, I'm not an elder law attorney. I am not providing legal advice, but I am providing a lot of information. And if you want something specific tailored to your situation, I would contact a qualified, experienced, tenured elder law attorney. But before I explain estate recovery, let me back up with a quick Medicaid review. And again, this is a very simplified version. These things can get very complex very quickly. But if you qualify for Medicaid, you're going to be spending your countable assets down to $2,000 in Kansas, $999 in Missouri. So basically, you're just about broke, right? At that point, Medicaid helps to pay for your care in a nursing home. Now, your house, your vehicle, a prepaid funeral plan, the stuff in your house, and a small amount of life insurance, all of these things are considered exempt assets. There are other exempt assets. I'm not going into that level of detail. These are kind of the main ones that everyone has, or most people have. Now, the rest of your assets, the liquid assets, are considered countable. So that's your checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs. You're going to have to add those all up and spend them down to $2,000 or $999 to qualify. So estate recovery says that if there's any money left in your estate after you pass away, then the state of Kansas or Missouri can come back and recover what it has paid out for your care. Did you realize that? I don't think a lot of people realize that. So I've heard my friend Kerry Hall, he's such a good guy over on America's Healthcare Advocate. He calls Medicaid a loan, and actually that's kind of true in a lot of situations. So let's go through an example here and just kind of put this into action. So here's an example. Let's say that you own a home, you own a house, and it is an exempt asset. You do not have to sign it over to the nursing home, like I've heard like 10 bazillion times. Not true, right? It is an exempt asset. Let's say that your house is worth $100,000 and you've spent down your liquid assets to $2,000 or $999 and you qualified for Medicaid. You've lived in a nursing home and you've received care in a nursing home. And let's say Medicaid has paid $50,000 for your care over your stay, and then you pass away. The state will see, they're going to turn around after you pass, and they're going to check out your estate. And they're going to see if your estate has any value or not. Now, in this case, the state can make claims against your estate. They could even place a lien against your estate. But the bottom line is, I mean, they have rights to be repaid since your estate has value. Now, if there is no value to your estate, nothing for the state to recover, then the state just walks away. There are no recovery options available. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense. So if your estate has value, then they can come back and ask to be paid back. So, and if there is no value, then they can't. So the bottom line is, if you have benefited from Medicaid paying for your care and your estate has value after you pass away, then the state of Kansas or Missouri, and that's, we talk about Kansas and Missouri because that's our main focus here. That's our backyard. That's our community. The state of Kansas or Missouri would have the right to be reimbursed. And guess what? That's fair. I think that's fair. But if there is no value to your estate, then the state has no recourse and they walk away. So that's why so many people look into, you know, asset protection strategies through an elder law attorney. They're not trying to get around, they're paying their fair share, but that's critically important if you have a spouse who is still doing well, living independently, and they're living at home, and they just lost half of their assets, half of their income, maybe more than half their income, and you're able to employ some asset protection strategies so that at the end of the day, your estate, there's nothing to recover because you've spent it, you've used it for paying for your care, and used it for your spouse living independently. So hopefully that's as clear as mud. The bottom line, the moral of the story, contact an elder law attorney to help you walk through that. And then I just wanted to just quickly mention this. My wife and I watched a movie, and it was, I mean, it was so intense. It was about, it was 13 hours. That was intense. So let's remember all of the men and women stationed literally all over the world who were protecting our freedom and our way of life. And to our veterans and those currently serving, my family and I, we pray for you each and every night. And I just want to thank all of you who have served or who are currently serving, who protect us and our freedom and our liberties and our way of life. You protect us each and every day. You put your very lives on the line. Thank you so much for all that you do. We remember you. We salute you on this New Year's Eve. I'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by. You can call literally in the middle of the night and we will respond. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of the program Senior Care Live and you would like to tune in, no worries. You can do so after the fact. It's super simple. You go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and there you will see all of the previously aired episodes. Give us a few days into the week and we'll have, like today, that'll be listed like Monday, Tuesday, something like that. So, you click the button, stream it live to your electronic device, and you can tune in to any previously aired episodes. All right. So we'll do a 2016 in review. I always love doing these because you know, as you're going through, you're thinking, wow, this year went fast. And then when you look back and reflect, you're like, wow, we covered a ton of ground, tons of material, tons of great information. We've had some incredible guests on the program. So I had a lot of fun preparing for this, this next two segments here. So we had four incredible, just awesome free educational events. I'm really proud of these. They were very well attended, and the information we provided and shared was just invaluable. The first one, it was Death Makes Life Possible. It's a documentary. It sounds kind of pretty heavy on the title, but it was a really, really well done documentary. It makes you think. It was excellent information for sure. Then we had a follow-up commentary. We discussed it. We had a breakdown of that. It was very, very good. The second one, Is It Okay to Laugh? With a question mark. We talked about the benefits of humor in healthcare. And I'll tell you what, we laughed a lot. Look, sometimes you have to laugh, you know? And so it was really, really, really good. It was fantastic. The third one, we called it Hindsight is 2020. So we laid out a real life, a real couple, real life scenario. And then, and we showed this is what they did. And then this is how their story unfolded. And then we did one of those rewinds where, you know, like you see the movie where you see them now. And then you say, if you could do it over again, then there's this different path. And then everything turns out differently. We did a rewind to see how this scenario could have looked much different and in many cases much better if this couple would have had help from different professionals kind of intervening or just joining in their journey along different points of their path in their journey. So that was really, really interesting. The attendees said, wow, that was one of the best ones that we've ever been to. And then last but not least, this last November, just a few weeks back, actually, it was called Alzheimer's Disease Today. It featured Dr. Jeff Burns, and he's the co-director of the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center. He's just awesome. Everything about Alzheimer's and dementia that you could ever want to know or learn, he is the man. He's awesome. And, you know, he has said, and it stuck with me, that if it's good for your heart, it's good for your brain. He had another one that just stuck with me. It'll stick with me forever. He said, sitting is the new smoking. Sitting is the new smoking. Just let that one sink in for a little bit. So he's talking about a sedentary lifestyle is really bad for your cognitive abilities. So even if you do a little bit of exercise, it will help with your cognitive abilities. We talked about the politics of senior care earlier in the year, not who to vote for. I'm not going to get into that. Won't touch it. There are plenty of other programs that will harp on that forever, right? That's not this show. But we talked about how political movements, regulations, and old laws, and maybe some new upcoming laws affect the way that we care for our seniors. Then we thoroughly reviewed the critical information from our program's core category. So the first core category, how to remain independent at home. We talk a lot about how to remodel your home to safely age in place. And we depend on the good guys from Mr. Remodel or our friends. They're awesome. These men are fine, upstanding human beings. They're great, great guys. They really are. They're an excellent resource for this. I would reach out to Mr. Remodeler. If you're thinking about it, you're talking about it, but when you're ready, call Mr. Remodeler. They do business the right way. They're not going to come out and high pressure you into any decisions, right? Their number is 816-453-3049 or 913-362-7166, online at mrremodeler.com. They're just fantastic. That's all there is to it. They're just fantastic. I would call them for remodeling your home to age in place. I discussed several times the use of home care services and how to find the right one for your needs. I do provide through my firm Senior Care Consulting and this program Senior Care Live, I provide a free home care screening tool to help you do this, to screen your top two or three and then find the right one for your needs. So if you're considering hiring a home care company, feel free to log on again, seniorcareconsulting.com or seniorcarelive.com. This form is very, very helpful in helping you do this. I also discussed home health care and how to access this important Medicare certified Medicare covered benefit. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to be talking a whole lot more. I want to cover this in depth because I don't think a lot of people know about how valuable this is. And it's really pretty easy to access. I mean, you have to have a legitimate need, obviously. But if you do, we're going to talk a lot more in 2017 about how to access that and the major benefits that you can receive from a Medicare certified home health agency. And we also discussed using hospice services and when is the appropriate right time, you know, when is the time to do this, right? Typically it's 6 months or less, but you can be benefited from the hospice services even longer than that. There, you have to qualify is the bottom line. Hospice is a service. And a lot of people don't know this. I just spoke with a couple of weeks ago from a person that you would fully think understands this, and he doesn't. And so I took a few minutes, I explained this, and he goes, wow, that's a really easy way to understand that. I didn't necessarily understand that. Hospice is a service. It's a special type of care that is delivered to you wherever you live, regardless of where you live. You could be living in your house, an apartment, you can be living in an assisted living community, you can be living in a nursing home, and hospice will follow you wherever you are, and the service is provided for you and your family, and obviously the person who is ill, wherever you live. So even if you're in a nursing home, hospice can serve you in a nursing home, and it's just an extra layer or level of care. So did you know that? A lot of people don't. So it's frankly, it's an underutilized service. It's really, really important. We covered that. We'll continue to talk about that. My friend Judy Wechter, she is phenomenal. She is phenomenal. She has done a tremendous job with educating us on a wide variety of topics and information. Judy is an important and vital part of this program. And Judy, I just wanted to give you a shout out and a thank you for your great work and excellent contribution to this program that you've made all throughout the year. And then we've talked about, you know, when to move to a senior care community. I've thoroughly discussed that, and I just talked about it briefly on this program. It's just so important to get that right, get that timing right. And then how do you choose the right one? How to choose the right fit? I've thoroughly discussed this topic, and provided a wealth of information about the different levels of care and how to find the best place for your needs. We've also discussed my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and how we can help you with this difficult issue of finding the right fit and the right level. We've also discussed the issue of selling your home. And, you know, look, selling a house of a senior or a couple, it could be an individual or a couple, and they've lived in that home for decades, 20, 30, 40, 50 years plus. My grandparents lived in their home longer than that. This is a much different selling situation, a much different moving situation and scenario than selling my house that we've lived in for, you know, 10 years. Much, much different. So we were so blessed to have the information and expertise from the Gamble team, Ryan and Tanya Gamble. Thank you so much for being on the program and all of your contributions throughout the year. I've also warned you about these free referral services. I'm not going to harp on that too much, and I'll be discussing this a whole lot more next year, but they cut deals with a small number of facilities, and then they recommend them to you, and then these facilities pay them like gigantic money, thousands of dollars, to convince you to choose one of them. The one thing they can hang their hat on is the word free. Right. And they don't love it. They do not love me exposing their business model. I'm not going to harp on this too much longer, but the bottom line is you get what you pay for. And that's why so many people are coming to Senior Care Consulting because they want someone working for them, not the facilities. If you're interested in that, 913-945-2800, fully objective, unbiased services. It's the absolute opposite of the free referral services. 913-945-2800. We're going to have more review and then look forward to 2017 right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on a special edition of Senior Care Live. Happy New Year. I still can't believe it. Well, so anyway, Happy New Year, Senior Care Live. We are on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. And for more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, or if you just have a simple question about your specific situation, feel free to give a call anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's a toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. And do you know why I set up a toll-free number for this program? Because we're starting here in Kansas City. We have huge, huge plans. I will share more about that here in just a minute. But today is a special episode again. I almost said Merry Christmas. Hey, look, we're past that. I've taken the lights down. The tree is down. Now we're celebrating New Year's Eve here. And thanks for being here today. We've talked about a little bit about a Medicaid update, when to move or when to considering move a move from your home to a senior care community. I'm going to wrap up with our 2016 year in review, and then we're going to talk about 2017 here in a second. But I'll tell you what, we've thoroughly reviewed how to pay. This is another core category of the program, how to pay for senior care. And this would include privately paying. If you hear the term private pay, that just means you're writing a check. And ouch, right? This stuff is super, super expensive. We've discussed at length about the cost, the tremendous cost of all of these different types of senior care. We have thoroughly discussed Medicare, what it pays for, and then all of the different Medicare options. We just wrapped up open enrollment on December the 7th, and I've even had my friend Kerry Hall on the program, and he's such a good guy, and we talked about all things Medicare, and so and we'll continue to do that. It's really, really important. We've discussed Medicaid. And don't confuse that with Medicare, by the way, right? Medicare is basically your health insurance. Medicaid helps if you have outlived your assets, you're no longer able to pay for your care, but you need care. Medicaid is that safety net that says we will help pay for your care. And I primarily talk about that on this program at the nursing home level. I've even had my friend Bill Hammond. He is the president and founder of KC Elder Law. And Bill and I have discussed this thoroughly. And one change that I'm going to make for 2017, we're going to have several different elder law attorneys and estate planning attorneys on the program to talk about the critical issue of estate planning and elder law. So we'll continue to do that. Long-term care insurance, as you know, again, if you've listened to the program anytime, for any time at all, I'm saying long-term care insurance is no longer an option. And our old friend Steve Johnson has been here several times to discuss that with us. He's going to be on the program also in the future in 2017. And here's the bottom line on long-term care insurance. Over 70% of us we'll need long-term care in our lifetime, but about 5 or 6% of us have long-term care insurance. So here's the question. How are you going to pay for it? Okay, don't avoid it. You should just look into it. Seriously, it's not as expensive as you think, and it is some serious peace of mind. And if you need it, I won't say if you need it, when you need it, you're going to be really, really happy that you have it. We've talked about the VA aid and attendance benefit. We've had our friends Ron Cherry and Rachel Powell from the national headquarters of VFW on the program. And that's an incredible way to help a senior veteran to help pay for the high cost of senior care. And then we also reviewed the taxation of senior care and taxes. Taxes kind of make my head spin around. It's very confusing. We've had our buddy Peter Newman, the tax man, Peter Newman, CPA. And Peter, if you're listening, I'm getting ready to call you back, and we're going to talk about taxes and senior care in the first quarter. We've also discussed how to care for the caregiver. Providing care is not for the faint of heart. It's a huge responsibility, but it's also a very rewarding experience as well. I've set the record straight many times with myth versus facts and the consumer alert segments. And you know what? They've been a big, big, big hit. And, I'll continue to do these for sure. And you know what? I heard another one talking about caring for the caregiver and providing care and misinformation. This week I spoke with another very nice lady. She was again given, and I'm not going to go off on this too much, I'm trying to be positive today, she was given wildly inaccurate information. This one has a silver lining, okay? Wildly inaccurate information about Medicaid and how to qualify. This was from the nursing home and their hospice provider, both. So based on this wildly inaccurate information, this very nice, loving lady, she quit her job. She quit her job. And she moved in with her mom, and she cared for her mom all by herself to the end. Now, in this case, the wrong information was actually a blessing, because she said it was very difficult, but it also turned out to be an experience of a lifetime. And she said, I would not change it if I had to do it all over again. She said, I think mom probably would have received better care in the nursing home. I'm not so sure about that. She's probably not giving herself enough credit, but it actually turned out to be a blessing. But we'll continue to correct misinformation. Many people love the Senior Care Minute. My wife loves them. A lot of people love them. So we'll continue that. So for 2017, I'm going to expand the program. I'll cover all of the great information as I always do, but we will have new guests on the program, new topics of interest, more experts sharing their knowledge and expertise with you and I. I'll also expand the footprint of Senior Care Live in 2017. I'll have a lot more about this at a later date, but I am working hard to add additional radio stations to expand our coverage area and our listenership. So 2017 will be an exciting time of growth and development for this program. I am so excited about that. And then I want to give some thanks today. And first of all, to the producer extraordinaire of this program, Mark Groves. He's over here laughing. He's smiling. Mark is so easy to work with. He does such an incredible job. The ultimate professional. Mark, thank you so much. You're turning red, by the way. So he doesn't like this. Hey, leave me alone. Let me do my work. But he is phenomenal. He's phenomenal. Rich Deutsch and John Stauffer, I appreciate all of your support with this program. Definitely couldn't do it without you either. And Rich, as you said, this is a true partnership. It really is. And you and John have welcomed me to the KMBZ family here, and I appreciate both of you very, very, very much. I'll tell you what, we started the program 3.5 years ago, and just very fortunate to have been able to transition to Entercom KMBZ on the AM side of thing, Talk 980. It's been an excellent experience, and it will continue as the flagship of Senior Care Live. And then thank you to all the medical professionals who listen to this program. I have received a tremendous amount of positive feedback from you, and I thank you for that. I just met with a family practice physician, he and his wife, in the Northland, and he said, hey, I love your program. I listen to it every week. And so thank you for that. And then, of course, to you, everyone listening today on New Year's Eve. Are you kidding me? Thank you. I'm really honored by that you would spend part of your day on New Year's Eve listening to this program. Thank you so very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next year right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.